God can judge the hearts. But at any rate, that the money, $300,000 for a house that was worth a lot less to Mark Hatfield at the time that we're talking about, many years ago in Washington, D.C. There are a lot of pieces coming together and a lot of things that are being revealed that were probably hidden. And I think we all need to look, and we have to look at these things fearlessly, that we can't, that everybody deserves one kind warning. And we can't tell somebody that something is all right and everything's hunky-dory. You've got to pray for wisdom sometimes to express something tactfully. Anyway, I hear the music that indicates we're close to the end of the hour. This is Constance Cumby. You've been listening to My Perspective. God willing, you will hear My Perspective on Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to thank everybody for joining me, and we'll see you again on Tuesday, God willing.
The name. You've heard about the product. What you may not know is that in the last 10 years, people have been using the Energy Cleaner to cope with a wide variety of health issues, ranging from pain to cancer, from fibromyalgia to Alzheimer's disease, and the list goes on and on. One user even defied the odds and went from partial stroke paralysis to liberating himself from his wheelchair. Is this too impossible to believe? Are you skeptical from years of false hopes and unfulfilled promises? Well, have faith again, my friends. The inventor of the Energy Cleaner, Mr. Lee Kroc, has a no-risk offer for you. You can visit him at the Energy Lodge and call Caldwell, Ohio, for a few days. Learn the techniques. Use the Energy Cleaner while you're there, all for free. Yes, free. Call Lee for more information at 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021. Or visit his all-new website at www.leesfountainofyouth.com. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young with Lee Kroc's Energy Cleaner. Try it now for free. The only thing holding you back is you. Call Lee now at 740-783-0021.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
You are listening to The Micro Effect.
Thank you. one group's healthy and the other increasing illness. And the fact that nobody really wants to talk about this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think, and, of course, the dangers of big pharma in the hands of illegitimate men.
Attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're talking about Big Pharma with Alan Stang. Only Alan isn't here. We're going to try to get him. Anyway, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you want to call on this subject or any other subject. We're going to have open lines for this hour because I don't have anything prepared. But we were talking about how suddenly the FDA people, many of them are simply in bed with the big pharmaceutical people, the FDA officials. And if you haven't read, you go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down the article by Dr. David Graham. It's the testimony he gave before the Senate on the Vioxx issue. And he simply talks about the fact that he was in charge of testing for the safety of Vioxx, and he was told, do not tell the truth. And, of course, when he did tell the truth and when he wrote an article that he wasn't supposed to write, why, he got into real trouble. Why? Because the Vioxx was estimated to kill between 60,000 and 160,000 human beings. It's all right there in the testimony that was given before the Senate. And, of course, what was done to the people from Vioxx? Well, who manufactured Vioxx, Merck, oh, they're going to have to pay maybe a couple of billion dollars, but certainly most of that will get written off by their lawyers. They hire the best lawyers in the world, and, of course, they simply make the life of anybody who dares to bring a lawsuit pretty miserable. And then, of course, they buy off judges, they buy off the lawyers who are supposed to be representing the individuals who've been harmed or the families of the people who've been harmed or killed. And, of course, this is the way the game is really played. This is the way the world really works. And, I mean, certainly one of the great tragedies of modern times is the dramatic increase in cancer. And right now we've got Alan Stang with it. So, Alan, thank you so much for being with us.
Dr. Stang, I apologize. I did not know, or maybe forgot or misunderstood, that I was supposed to call in. I didn't. In fact, I was just getting ready to call you.
All right, fine. Well, the major thing is we've got you here. So
okay.
I want you to pick up on this idea of Big Pharma and how it's really running government and how it's actually releasing medicines that never should be released and suppressing others, for instance, some of the treatments for cancer, like Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, that are very effective, and they will not allow this to be used. Why? Because it saves lives, and it's a lot better to sell a lot of chemotherapy. It's a lot better to have a lot of radiation. It's a lot better to have a lot of surgery than to do what's right. And we really have people working in government who are actively suppressing things that work. And those of you who haven't read my article on the Fitzgerald Report, a report that was published in the Congressional Record in the early 1950s, and up until I was able to track it down about a year ago, nobody could find it. Even the National Health Organizations didn't have a copy of it, but you'll find it on my website. So you pick up the story there, Alan.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, the latest dramatic example of this is Senator Kennedy. Remember, last October, I guess it was, Senator Kennedy suddenly presents with a blocked carotid artery. Very common. Lifestyle, eating, and so on. He goes into the hospital, of course. He has surgery. They clean out the blocked carotid artery. Now they put him on medication to lower his blood pressure. They put him on medication to lower his cholesterol dramatically, and they put him on statins.
Right.
Well, we now know that if your cholesterol is lowered unnaturally very much, you get into a dangerous situation, because cholesterol, that we've all been told to fear like Dracula, is essential to the system. You must have cholesterol circulating in your system. And we also know that statins cause cancer.
Absolutely, and that is what we put all these people on the statin drugs, when they really don't do any good. If you look at the statistics, and even, of course, the people who put out Lipitor, you know, they were telling you these big ads, you know, 30% improvement in your mortality. But if you look then in very small print, they say, if you don't take the statins, 3 in 100 die, and if you do take the statins, 2 in 100 die, and that gives you 30% improvement in mortality. It's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen, and you could actually see that in the Lipitor ads, but very small print, which nobody ever saw. All they thought was a 30% increase, you know, in lifespan, and never the fact that we're talking about the difference between 3% and 2%. And you could probably do the same thing with aspirin, but go ahead.
And so now Senator Kennedy turns up with presents with a glioma, a brain tumor, which you could very easily speculate is the product of the treatment that he underwent when he wound up with the carotid artery surgery and treatment to clear out the blocked carotid artery. Of course, one better way of doing that I can think of is chelation. I myself have had at least 250 chelations over the years, but of course they don't want to talk about chelation. Why? Because it's much, much less expensive than the expensive treatment that they've devised, like bypass and so on. And that is the bottom line. In fact, I remember, I'm reminding myself, Dr. Stan, in my book, Electronic Medicine, I relate there how I went to a heart specialist just for a routine exam, and he hooked me up to all the, you know, the sensors, and he put me on the treadmill and turned it up and up and up, and I'm trudging up this increasing slope. I told myself, if I survive, I will climb Nanga Parbat. And so when we're all finished, I'm reminding myself, I relate this in my book, that the heart specialist stares at me and says, I'm surprised. I said, well, what are you surprised about, doctor? I can't find any blockage in you. And I would expect in a man of your age, there would be some blockage. Well, I chuckled and I said, well, could maybe a reason be the fact that I've had a couple of hundred chelations? The blood literally drained from the man's face. He literally almost lost control. He didn't quite lose control. He got hold of himself before he did lose control. This is the attitude that these people have about treatments that we know work and that have produced results without the often horrific side effects that you see. Again, Senator Kennedy could be one of those side effects. So, yes, Dr. Stan, it's an absolute horror. It has produced more casualties than all of our wars put together. I think I'm not exaggerating when I say that our present medical industry kills more people in a year than all of our wars put together. And I use the term, by the way, Dr. Stan, the term medical industry deliberately. We have no more medical profession. We used to have a medical profession. Today we have a medical industry. They run you in, they run you out. You're back out in the hall with a prescription before you know what hit you. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. This is not good medicine. It's medicine by consensus. It's medicine run by the big pharma companies. And the reason you don't hear about all of this is that the big pharma companies that we're talking about totally control the media. You're talking about millions and millions of dollars of advertising revenue that you were just talking about the ads, Dr. Stan. Millions and millions of dollars of advertising revenue on radio, on television, mostly on television. Well, what would happen if you started to hear some exposés, some facts about some of these things? The big pharmaceutical companies would pull their ads, and the broadcasting companies would be down the tubes. That's not going to happen, and that's why you never hear anything about any of these issues of the kind that you talk about on your program, Dr. Stan. So yes, it's an absolute horror. I'm sorry to say when I was a kid, a long time ago, I remember everybody used to say, we have the freest country on earth. And at that time, it was true. It's no longer true. You go to other countries, and I've had the advantage of living in a couple of other countries, you have much more freedom, for example, medical freedom, in these other countries than you do in the United States.
Right. A lot of people from the United States actually will go over to Europe to get treatments for their cancer that cure them, but they cannot allowed to have here in the United States. In fact, if you have a medical license in California and you tell people that Laetril is good and they ought to go to treat them with it or send them elsewhere, why, you could very well lose your medical license. This is the tragedy of what's going on today. And there have been treatments around for 50 years, certainly ECAC, the Hoxie treatment,
yes,
the Laetril treatment. Certainly we know the Brzezinski's treatment, the extensive study
exactly,
to show it's effective.
Exactly. By the way, let me make an important point here, ladies and gentlemen. It's important to underline that we're not talking about American medicine across the board. There are some specialties in American medicine that are the glory of the profession. For example, if you're talking about surgery, nobody comes close to beating an American surgeon. If you're talking about emergency medicine, if you're talking about orthopedics. Nobody comes close to an American. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, remember, Dr. Stan practiced for years as an orthopedic surgeon.
In fact, I'm a living example of what heart surgery can do, because I had a bad aortic valve, and they put a new one in there, and I feel like a new man. So certainly there's some wonderful things they can do. The big problem is the pharmaceutical industry and the medicines that so many doctors prescribe, meaning well. I do not question they mean well. They just don't listen to Radio Liberty. They don't read Alan Stang. They really have no idea what's going on. We'll be right back in a moment.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Alan Stang, and we're just talking about Big Pharma. Now, believe me, I practiced medicine for 40 years. I love medicine. I love the doctors. But the average doctor doesn't understand that chelation works. Why? Because he's not told about it, because the articles are not allowed. And, you know, in his medical journals, and he goes to the meetings, which are usually funded by a big pharma, and he reads the journals, which are funded by big pharma. And the last thing they want is for the doctor to realize that there are other alternatives that work.
You remind me. After World War II, chelation was coming into its own. It was starting to be recognized in this country. The doctors were told this is the treatment of choice for chelation. And that was the atmosphere. Maybe you remember, Dr. Stan. But suddenly, somebody comes up with this new procedure, bypass. Well, now, wait a minute. Let's rethink this. Chelation, a series of chelation might cost $3,000. A bypass is $50,000 and more. Wait a minute. Let's rethink this. And so now, suddenly, after being told, yeah, we're going to do chelation, suddenly chelation is no good. It's of the devil. It's incompetent. It's terrible. You can't do chelation. We're going for bypass. This is an indication, just one example of what we're talking about, of how these people operate. Another thing you reminded me of, Dr. Stan, and something, I can't remember what you said, but you reminded me. For example, do you remember the Fox News special that Jane Ackrey worked on? Jane Ackrey and another reporter, I can't remember the other reporter's name, but Jane was certainly one of them. They worked for months for Fox News on a special about milk and Monsanto and what Monsanto was putting into the milk. And it never got on the air. Monsanto intervened with Fox. And not only did it not get on the air, Jane Ackrey was fired. Both of them were fired.
And a partner. I think her partner was her husband, as I remember.
Oh, was it her husband? Okay, all right. Well, the two of them were fired. It never got on the air. Well, there you have one example of why the people don't know, don't understand. You're talking about a species of dictatorship here that's getting worse all the time.
Well, I think we should tell our listeners why milk was bad. And the reason it was bad because there was a significant increase in the incidence of breast and prostate cancer. I mean, you're talking about at least 5 times increased in breast cancer and 3 times increased in prostate cancer in people who were regular milk drinkers as adults. And, I mean, these were well-financed studies, these were well-done studies, but, of course, this was the last thing, of course, that the Monsanto wanted, because they actually produced something called the recombinant bovine growth hormone, RP, anyway, GH, and basically all the cows are getting it. They produce a lot more milk. Monsanto is getting richer and more people are getting cancer of the breast and cancer of the prostate. And there is no question about this. Any of our listeners can go up on the Internet and check out the story that Alan was telling. But this would not be allowed for the American people to know. And we wonder why, at the beginning of the last century, 1 in 33 people got cancer, and today it's about 1 in 2. I mean, this didn't happen by accident. They know what produces cancer, and they're suppressing that information from the American people because there's just too many of them. And also, of course, this would interfere with Monsanto's profits. Go ahead.
Another thing you reminded me of when you talked about California, Dr. Stan, my dear friend, Dr. James Privatera, whom I know you know,
yes.
With whom I wrote a book, Silent Clots, Life's Biggest Killers, which I wrote for Dr. Privatera. But remember, you mentioned apricot kernels. Somebody came in and asked Dr. Privatera where she could get apricot kernels, which, of course, are rich in laetrile, vitamin B17. Dr. Privatera didn't have any apricot kernels, didn't sell them. He told her where to go, where she could get some. That's all he told her. He was dragged into court, convicted, and thrown into prison. I remember going out in the wilds there of Southern California to interview him on the prison farm where he was working.
How long did they put him in prison?
I can't remember how long. It wasn't that long. I can't remember how long it was. It was a few months, I guess, he was in prison. And then later on, They rated him again. They sent a patient. Remember this one? They sent a patient to him, and he asked, well, what is your history? He took the history. And she told him this. On the basis of what she said, he prescribed a regimen for her. Later on, it turns out, she is an investigator for CABAMQUA, the California Board of Medical Quality Assurance. I think they have a different name for it now. That's what they called it then.
Well, that's all. We're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment with Alan Stang.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Alan Stang. And Alan, before we go on, do you have a website or any telephone numbers you'd like to get out for your product?
I have a website where people can learn about everything that I do, my books, about the frequency machines that we have, the frequency units, and it's very simple. It's alanstang.com. AlanStang.com, AlanStang.com. If you go there, you'll see everything that I do. If you want to call us, here's a toll-free number you can call. It's 888-277-7607, extension 2551. That number again is 888, toll-free, 277-7607, extension 2551, or you can go on my site, alanstang.com. for anything, any information about what I do.
All right, very good. And Chris Allen, I've known, I guess, better part of over 40 years. He's a reliable. He's certainly one of the leaders of the conservative movement and some great ideas. Well, we were talking about Big Pharma. We were talking about how active efforts to suppress effective treatments for cancer and other diseases, certainly chelation is a lot cheaper, a lot less invasive than heart surgery. Now, there's a place for heart surgery, and I'm a living testament to it. You know, if, say, if your aortic valve is as stenotic as mine was, and then you only got a couple of years to live, and they got a new one in there. They guaranteed it for 10 years, so, well, I hope I'm going to be around 10 years from now. Under any circumstances, there is a place for medicine, but there is a place for alternative medicine, and it's really up to the individual to learn about that. And of course, we carry a wonderful book called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock that'll introduce you to this whole field, information which every doctor should know, but unfortunately, unless you tell him, unless you get educated and you help your doctor, he's not going to know about the alternative treatments. So you pick up the story there, Alan.
Well, you remind me, Dr. Stan, that in my own book, Electronic Medicine, I explain how this thing happened, where it came from. Very early in the 20th century, we're talking now 100 years ago, these people who run the what I call the medical monopoly seized control of medical education, of the medical schools. They did that with a report that they that the Rockefeller people had prepared, and that report succeeded in putting many medical schools out of business and in concentrating all of the power in the medical schools into these few hands, with the result that today the doctors are spewed forth from these medical schools with only one kind of knowledge. They know all about the drugs. If you look at the medical journals, you see they are full of ads for these different monster pharmaceutical companies, do you not? This is the kind of education that they get these days. So, as Dr. Stan said, most doctors are not trying to do you harm. They would help you if they knew what to do. But the truth is denied to the doctors as well, because from the very beginning, this is the type of education that they get in the medical schools, and they really don't know anything else. If you're, again, if you're talking about surgery, orthopedics, things like that, heart surgery, you're talking about the glory of American medicine. But when you talk about chronic degenerative disease, now you are talking about something where the doctors are at sea. And you see that when you go to visit these orthodox doctors, you are put into a room. The doctor comes in. What's wrong, ma'am? You say a few things. He looks on the paper you filled out. He reaches into the white coat, comes out with a prescription pad. He writes you a prescription for one of these drugs. Let's see what this does. Call me Thursday morning, but not too early, and we'll see what happens. And in a few minutes, you're out the door. It used to be that the doctor would spend much more time with you, would it not? But now they figured out that if the doctor spends a lot of time with you, well, time is money. And so the idea is to get you in, get you out, get you in, get you out. You know, even Dr. Hahnemann, the developer, the discoverer of homeopathy, in his writing, he talks about, now this is 250 years ago, how the doctors would rush from one patient to another with their drugs, their version of today's big pharma and methodologies, in order to get as many patients treated during a day as possible, where Dr. Hahnemann would sit down with a patient for hours taking the history. And I've heard many doctors, I'm sure you've said the same thing yourself, Dr. Stan, I've heard many MDs say, the treatment can only be as good as the history.
Well, that's really very true. But, you know, now that we have HMOs, now that we have PPOs, now that we have government medicine, you know, doctors do not have that time. You know, you work for an HMO,
yes.
You work for a PPO, you've got to run them in and out just like you're, you know, in a slaughterhouse. You've just got
yes.
to get them moving on and
yes.
on to the next stage. And,
yes.
and I didn't like practicing medicine that way. I went into medicine to help people, not simply to, you know, just see as many people as I could during the course of the day. And, of course, in these corporate medical practices that we're seeing today, the doctor is no longer a physician. He is simply an employee, and he will be judged upon how much money he can generate by turning people in and out. And you got to sit, you got to sometimes spend an hour with somebody just talking to them to begin to get some idea of what the real cause of the disease is and what they're really complaining about.
That's what a real doctor would do. Well, you're obviously from the old school, Dr. Stan. You're probably so old, almost as old as I am, that you remember how it was a long time ago, before it got as bad as it is today in medicine. Again, that gets back to the reason that I call it a medical industry, not a medical profession. I mean, imagine for a moment what would happen if some of these things, these methods, so-called alternative methods were implemented and replaced some of these things that you do today, it would turn the medical industry on its ear, wouldn't it? It would turn it upside down. You're talking about an industry, remember, that's multi billions of dollars in value. Imagine what it would do if some of these things that cure cancer, that some of these things that cure degenerative heart disease, if they were implemented and doctors knew about them and did them, imagine what they would do to the medical industry. And that's precisely why they are suppressed, and why one of the few places you can hear about them is here on the Dr. Stan Show.
Well, there are really so many exciting things coming down. The genetic therapy, with the realization that certainly the genes are like a switch, and you can either turn them on or turn them off. If you turn them on, they begin producing the various amino acids, which lead to protein construction. Certainly, there's one we call it, called resveratrol. It actually is able to turn off and on 600 different switches. It's a master gene. There are other products they have today which, of course, will stimulate the macrophages that would go around and gobble up the cancer. And this has been shown. Certainly, one of the major things that we will help people with cancer is vitamin D. And what do? They tell you, oh, don't go out in the sun. Don't put on, you know, you've got to put on. There's a screen.
Sunblock.
Something like that, so you don't get a lot of sunlight. You need the sunlight to generate your own vitamin D. In fact, years ago, when I was just getting practicing medicine, they used to actually take people with tuberculosis who were going to die. And what did they do? They put them in a sanitarium where they got fresh air and sunlight. And, you know, most of them got well under those circumstances. It's been known for a long time how important vitamin D is. That's
yes.
why the government tells you not to use it. Oh, my goodness, vitamin
yes.
D intoxication. You
yes.
mustn't use vitamin D. It has potential to give you toxicity. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's some people who know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know.
By the way, Dr. Stank, could I just warn your tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners around the world of something that I just heard about myself. As you know perfectly well, the program of these people includes banning vitamins, mineral supplements, dietary supplements, putting the health food stores out of business via something called Codex Alimentarius, which is coming down the pike heading straight toward us. Just recently, I learned that in Australia, they have closed 5,000 health food stores. You no longer are able to get the dietary supplements that you want there. You will only be able to get what you want through prescription from an MD. Of course, this is the system that already is in place in some countries in Europe, in Germany, for example, in the Scandinavian countries. They've now wiped out the health food industry in Australia. Now, some of you folks may be listening and thinking, okay, they did that in Australia, but certainly they're not going to do it here. I mean, how close does it have to get before you will realize that this is exactly what they are planning to do here? They are planning to close the health food stores to make dietary supplements illegal and to force you to go to an MD to get a prescription for them. And what you get, of course, will be much, much weaker than what you get today and much, much more expensive. So this is the latest thing that you need to be alerted to, that you need to be warned about what happened in Australia, and it is heading right for us on the same tracks.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. And the average American must understand that there really are people out there who want to destroy your health. Until you understand that, nothing this makes sense. And you can't understand so much of what's going on today unless people understand there is a population control agenda. And they really do intend to kill off a large part of the world's population. And if you doubt that, you go to Elberton, Georgia, and look at the Georgia Guidestones, or also referred to as the American Stonehenge. And there in eight different languages inscribed on the great stones that they have is the plan that comes from the very pit of hell. And point number one is maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Well, it doesn't sound too bad until you figure we're well over 6 billion. That means you're going to have to kill off over 90% of the world's population. Nobody knows who put up the money for that monument. He said he represented a secret group, but nobody knows what the secret group is.
Man, well, in fact, Dr. Stan, in fact, remember, they brought Gorbachev from the Soviet Union. One day, he's the Soviet dictator, head of the KGB. The next day, miraculously, he's in San Francisco at the Presidio, the prestigious U.S. Army base in San Francisco, running a U.S. tax-exempt foundation. He's an environmentalist. Of course, all of this happened by accident. There was no planning. He just got on a plane and said, deposited him in San Francisco. He's running a tax-exempt foundation called the Gorbachev Foundation, and they have regular conferences, which he presides over, and at those conferences, the leaders, now set the stage, these conferences are attended by people like George H.W. Bush, former President of the United States, Ted Turner. I mean, these are the most powerful people in this country, and at those conferences, they debate, they discuss on the percentage of people that they want to eliminate. This is not any kind of mystery. They talk, the only debate is what percentage should we eliminate? Well, you have moderates who say we should only eliminate maybe 30% of the world's population. Then you have real extremists who say we should eliminate 90% of the world's population. This is no mystery. We know that this is what they want. What Dr. Stan said, we know is true because it comes out of their own mouths.
In fact, if you read my Population Control Agenda monograph, we actually quote one of the people at this Gorbachev Foundation meeting, World State of the World Forum, 1995, where this fellow got up and said, we've got to eliminate 90% of the world's population. And what was so amazing was everybody applauded. The whole audience applauded. Incidentally, if anybody would like to have a list of the people who attended those meetings, we actually got one from the Gorbachev Foundation. We'd be glad to send that to you free of charge if you just ask for it. And you know, you'll find, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush, George Shultz, James Baker III, Mabiki, who replaced Nelson Mandela as the head of South Africa. The leaders of the world were there to pay homage to Mikhail Gorbachev. Why would they do that when he's out of power? Why? Because he represents this terrible spiritual force, this dark spiritual force that really is running the world. And if you want to know more about it, we've got a book written by one of the people who were part of that. It's called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. That's Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by Wayne Peterson, who's actually met Maitreya, who talks about Gorbachev and his relationship to the occult. And in fact, in Henderson, Nevada, people are coming from all over the world, just like it was in Strange Encounters of the Third Type, Strange Encounters of the Third Type. Anyway, they're there because that is where they're going to see their Lord and Master suddenly materialize. And if you don't believe it, read the book. In fact, the man who, of course, recruited Wayne Peterson to this whole thing was a man named David Rockefeller. It's all there in the book, an amazing, amazing book, but you're not going to hear it talked about by Rush Limbaugh or by Sean Hannity, that's for sure. Well, go right ahead.
You know, Dr. Stan, you remind me that in David Rockefeller's own autobiography, this is so crucially important, in his own autobiography, David Rockefeller says, you know, for years, my family and I have been accused of being part of a world conspiracy, a conspiracy that would destroy the United States, that would submerge the United States in a world government, that would bring it to its knees, abolish the country. And he goes on and on, and he says, I now can tell you that all of these charges of conspiracy leveled at me and my family are true. Now, you know, I used to read that quote on the Internet, and you can put anything on the Internet. And many of the quotes you see on the Internet are invented. They're made up. If you ever are able to track them down, you find out they don't really exist. Somebody will say something, then somebody else reading that will quote it and will assume it's true, and his source will be, well, I read it on the Internet. This guy said it. And so I disregarded it. It was such a blatant quote from David Rockefeller, Dr. Stan, that I assumed, well, this man could not say anything that blatant. He would be much more subtle. I can't believe it. So I would read it and chuckle, and I would pass it along. Well, finally, passed by it. Finally, one day I got it two or three times from two or three different people, and I decided, you know, I'm going to check on this. It's very easy to do, just to put this thing to rest. I got David Rockefeller's autobiography, which I had never read. And to my utter astonishment, word for word, that is what he says in his own book.
On page 405. On page 405.
Is it 405? I couldn't remember the page. That's what he says.
We're out of time, Alan. You're absolutely right. God bless you. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us. And the book, Memoirs, page 405.
It's a delight to be with you, Dr.
Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more. Visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online for the low price of only $19.95 each. You can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com. The world leader in survival instructional videos.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Alan. He's been a friend for 40 years. And then, of course, we want to mention, if you'd like to get the books we were talking about, the book on Gorbachev. It's called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People, and it's written by Wayne Peterson. Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by Wayne Peterson. Now, it's not in our listed, certainly in our catalog. It's not listed. You'll have to ask for it specifically. But, of course, we have it, and it's one of those research things, along with the other things that are written by people involved with the occult. We make them available to you. We want you to know we don't endorse them, but they're there for researchers. Then, of course, if you want to get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, we carry that as well. We're carrying the Ron Paul Revolution, a great book, just got it in, the Ron Paul Revolution. And, of course, you want to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that, of course, some of you will want to get some of the other books we have. We have a great book. It's been, of course, well suppressed. It's called An Active State. It's the story of how the CIA hired the mafia to kill Martin Luther King. We have a four-tape set, The Execution of Martin Luther King. We will have the book, and, of course, it describes the trial. What trial, do you say? Well, it was the trial that was actually brought, the case that was brought by the Martin Luther King's family against a man named Lloyd Jowers, who was part of the conspiracy. And Lloyd Jowers eventually ended up, he was dying, and so he confessed to the whole thing. And when the jury heard the evidence, and of course there were 53 different witnesses there, the trial went on for months. Not a word in the controlled media, because we have freedom of the press. That is, when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to, and that's what goes on in America. They killed Martin Luther King. They killed Bobby Kennedy. And, of course, they killed John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President Kennedy. If you want to get the information, we have two great four-tape sets. We got a great DVD on the assassination of President Kennedy by Bob Fletcher. That's The Assassination of President Kennedy by Bob Fletcher. We've got two books. One is called Elite Serial Killers, The Elite Serial Killers. The other is A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. How could you suppress this information? Well, you control the media, and that's what they've done. And this is why you look and see what your newspaper is advocating to vote for or against, and you vote just the opposite, because literally every newspaper, with the exception of a few small newspapers in America, is controlled by exactly the same people. Here in California, we have something known as Proposition 98, which is coming up, which is going to protect property rights. Every newspaper in California is against it. Literally everyone. There might be one or two little tiny ones that would support it, but none of the major newspapers, support 98. Why? Because it protects the right of private property, our God-given right under the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. So, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand the spiritual aspect of what's going on, you need, of course, to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, or the book by that title. You want to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with it. You want to get my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. If you don't believe that they intend to kill off most of the people in the world, you need to get our talk on the Hidden Agenda. It's available on DVD. It's available on video. And it's also, we have a syllabus, and the syllabus is very, very important, because you'll see information there you'll never see elsewhere. And you'll actually get the pages out of Bertrand Russell's book, where he talks about how you can't kill off enough people by abortion, and you can't kill off enough people with war. Maybe we need a black plague to sweep the world once in every generation. And that way we can keep the population under control. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who look at the world different than you and I. But, of course, they are motivated, energized by dark spiritual forces. There is another dimension. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We'll be back just in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency.